Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishma Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We have just started Mesechta Mikvos, and today's Mishnayos are going to pick up where we left off yesterday. Today we will cover the first parak, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. If you remember yesterday, we had identified six milos, six different types of mikvos. Some of those mikvos are not exactly 40 sa'. That's already a high level mikvah. So the Mishnah says, Naflu Maim Tamei, and what happens if Tamei water found in a lower level mikvah? It's like a big rain puddle, right, that just came there with natural water. B'shasa Tar, and a Tar person drank from the water itself, and perhaps there was Tamei water in that had fallen into the water, and he drinks, the Tar person drinks from that water, Tamei, so he becomes Tamei. Now, Naflu Maim Tameim Umile Beklitar Tamei. If tummy water fell into the puddle, right, and then a person drew out from the water into a tar kli, so again we assume that tummy water was also put into the kli, and it's also going to be tummy. Naflu ma'im tameim and nafal kikar shel truma. What happens if tummy water fell into this puddle, and then a loaf of truma, which has to be kept betara, falls in as well? So the loaf doesn't become tameh while it's in the water, even though it's touching tameh water, because the rest of the water, it neutralizes the tameh water. But in Hidiach, if he wants to use the water for a specific purpose, so then already it becomes able to become tameh when it gets taken out of the pool. So in that situation, in Hidiach, tameh. But if he doesn't rinse it, since the pool water wasn't given over for any use, the tamei water is going to be considered batel, and therefore the loaf is going to stay tar. Reb Shimon Omer, bein sheidiach, bein shelo idiach tamei. Reb Shimon disagrees with that position, and he's going to assume that the person's going to be tamei either way. Now, nafal osochan meis. What happens if a dead person fell into the puddle, which is the lowest level of a mikvah? Shalach ben matame, or another tamei person walks into it. So v'shasa tar, and a tar person drank from the water. So the water itself again is tar by the fact that it can't become tamei. It's an official mikvah, right? So therefore, the person who drinks the water is going to stay tar. Echad me gavim boros, may sichim, may ma'aros, may tamsios, shapasku. It doesn't matter whether it's the water in a water hole, in a cistern, in a ditch, in a cave, water that had seeped. They're all going to manage to stay tar. The person who drinks from it, therefore, will remain tar. Now, b'shasa geshamim ha'kol tar. When it's during the rainy season, where people don't tend to go out of town, so we don't have to assume that somebody else drank from that water, and then the water dribbled down from the drinker back into the mikveh itself, which would render the water tameh. Right? Pasku ageshamim, but if it's during the summer season, so where people do tend to travel around, sakrovim li'irv l'derech tameim. Those water puddles that are close to the city or that are close to the road, where all sorts of people bend down to drink, those things are going to become tameh. Varechokim tohrim, and the ones that are further away are going to be tor, achi halchuro b'nei adam, until the majority of people tend to start walking around in those areas. Since in those areas now all of a sudden there are people there, we're going to assume that they're going to be tameh. We'll stop here, and be'ezus Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful day and a fantastic Shabbos.